Chapter 20, Behavioral Interview Techniques. Now, as the word suggests, how you behave. But behave or behavior based on what? Your past experiences. So we will discuss all of that. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. So whatever be my past experiences, if I have my dreams, I have my goals, then, as said by Roosevelt, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. You have to continue having dreams to fly. You have to continue having dreams to progress. When I say dreams to fly, that means whatever my wishes are, whatever my ambitions are, they should make me feel that I'm moving forward in life. And that is something that is important. So the following concepts will be covered in this topic: meaning of behavioral interviewing techniques, components of behavioral interview techniques, reasons why are we using behavioral interviewing techniques, how to prepare for behavioral interviewing techniques, then the importance, and then the conclusion. So what do we mean by behavioral interviewing techniques? It evaluates a candidate's ability to meet the job requirements based on the previous experience. So somewhere we are assessing how a candidate or an individual has navigated specific situations of the past, how a candidate has navigated certain situations of the past or certain situations that took place in the past, and how that specific situation has taught him or her, that means how did he deal with it in the past, how did she deal with it in the past. So the past performance is the best indicator of the future performance. So one question: describe a situation as to how did you deal with a difficult coworker. So first, let me talk of two basic aspects here. So I've got a whole lot of resumes. So first, I take a few resumes, and those resumes are the ones which meet the minimum requirements. Now, I realize that these are the candidates I will take interviews for. Now, when I talk of the second round, that is when I talk of behavioral interviewing techniques which come up. Traditional interview is what? Tell us something about yourself. Why should we hire you? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? When I talk of behavioral interviewing techniques, I'm talking of how do you behave? How do you conduct yourself? So a difficult co-worker, when you deal with a difficult co-worker, what do you need to look into? Maybe you have to develop more patience and empathy towards that person. Maybe you have to understand that you have to achieve the goals by working together as a team. So you kind of put in effort to develop a bond, to develop a rapport. Maybe you are understanding what they are actually going through. You are being more empathetic. Probably it is their personality type. So you're trying to understand why is the personality type of this sort, where the person is making the situation difficult. See, ideally a co-worker will be one who will cooperate, whom you will collaborate with. So you have to understand all these aspects, and you need to behave in a calm manner, because the opposite person is difficult. So behavioral interviewing techniques are important because I'm putting in all the effort to understand the behavior of the person, the behavior of the person through the situation, the behavior of the person through my experiences. How does that individual relate to a particular situation? What can I do if I am dealing with such a co-worker, all those concepts. Think of a story that demonstrates your ability in each area. It is important to study the job description and review the major projects you have worked on. Now, when I say think of a story that demonstrates your ability, a very simple example. How did you handle obstacles at workplace? When I say how did you handle your obstacles at workplace? So, you have to be able to understand the situation that, okay, firstly, what was the obstacle? So, firstly, you identify the obstacle. After you identify the obstacle, you have a plan as to how should you go about it. See, any obstacle is a problem. Any problem, you have to have a plan as to how to deal with that problem. I have to have a systematic way that this is how I can let the problem minimize, or I can let the problem completely get solved. That depends on what the problem is. I can seek support. I can get my team members together and not feel demotivated. So we all, in spite of obstacles, continuously motivate one another. So it is very important when I talk of this concept of behavioral interviewing techniques. So in fact, when you go for interviews and when you're asked these kind of questions, which are situation based, you can actually talk or give answers in terms of how did you go about this? What did you actually plan? What did you do? So if it's an irate customer, that means a customer is very angry, short-tempered. I felt that I needed to listen to the customer's problems, validate his or her feelings, understand the emotions of the customer. When I talk in this manner during an interview, it means I have that basic sensitivity towards other people. Of course, when work is concerned, we have to be practical. So 90% sensibility, but 10% sensitivity. That is also important. When I say 90% sensibility, you're using your rational thought process, logical mind. But 10% sensitivity is also something that is required. So you are gauged a lot when you are talking in terms of giving an interview, which is behavioral interviewing. Components of behavioral interview techniques. Firstly, they want to know how did you deal in the real world situation. When I get to know how did you deal in the real world situation, I understand your personality type. I understand your thought processes. I understand whether you're able to deal with situations which can be challenging, or you are an aggressive person, or you're a person who cannot seem to handle any kind of situation which can be considered difficult. So it gives us a clear picture in terms of what you really are. And you know what happens when we talk of these behavioral interview techniques? What happens is when we ask you 5-6 questions, somewhere your true nature will come up. When I say true nature, that means your personality, what exactly you are. So if you try to show you're very compassionate, but you're not, it'll show up in your behavior. So this is one way for the interviewer to understand you as an individual and to understand you as a person. Secondly, the measurable value you added to that situation. The moment you are dealing with a difficult co-worker, what is the measurable value? You put in effort to develop a rapport. You put in effort to let the co-worker speak of his or her problems, which were personal, but that individual could share it with you. So when I say measurable, you eventually say that I put in all the effort to understand her because she constantly seems stressed. and she did not communicate much. She was very silent. She was in her own zone. So I put in effort to let her talk. And then she shared that someone at home was going through medical treatment. So that was stressing her out. So what happens is that when you share a measurable value, that means you have made a difference in that situation. And if that is what you convey during an interview, then definitely that means you are an individual who will be able to handle people, handle a team, help in solving problems. That's what it will be. Finally, how did you deal with such a difficult situation? And how did you express yourself well? So as we go further, we will discuss certain difficult situations too. Right now, we spoke of a difficult co-worker, an irate customer, right? Success in a behavioral interview is all about how you prepare and eventually present yourself. See, a behavioral interview is such that you can kind of prepare. Again, I've told you and I'm saying this, you cannot mug up the answers and just parrot it and go. But you can kind of have certain points ready that you can express and put forward. But what is very important is that you need to be authentic all throughout. That is why it is mentioned here. It is important to be honest and genuine and give facts and updated information. So behavioral interview technique is about how did you deal with certain situations in the past and how did you overcome those situations. Now the moment you're able to express how did you deal with certain situations in the past, it also means that what have you done? How did you cope with those situations? What about the solutions for those situations? That all will define you as a person. Reasons for using behavioral interview techniques. Get full details about the candidate with behavior-based questions, competencies, and skills, such as how did you deal with a team? Display leadership skills and resolve issues. Now, how did you deal with the team? Is it that you're a very aggressive and dominating personality? Is it that you're very rigid with your views, which you impose on others? Then your leadership skills will create a question mark. When I say your leadership skills will create a question mark, others will not feel comfortable with you being a leader. This kind of a leader, and they will feel you're highly, you know, dictatorial. You are constantly focusing on hierarchy. When ideally, as a leader, you have to demonstrate skills of being there for the people. You have to be a people's person. But you are so arrogant and only focused on your own success, and you are highly difficult at times. Now, if you express certain skills which show this kind of a behavior where you are, arrogant, you are highly pompous as a person, your behavior is such that is, you know, leading to ego clashes, you are not focusing on the oneness which should be there with you and your team members, then people will not really appreciate or like you. And then when it comes to hiring and when it comes to interviews, there will be, you know, a difficulty in you probably getting a job. Next, when we talk of reasons for using behavioral interview techniques, STAR method: situation, task, action, result. When I say situation, what is the situation all about? Was the task challenging? Was it easy to deal with? What action did you take? And what was the outcome? So first, what is the situation? Then you talk of the situation being challenging, difficult. So it was a task per se. And then how did you go about it and the outcome? This reveals how the individual responds when facing challenges, right? Because challenging situations can bring out the worst in you. See, when things are going fine, you will be fine. But when things are not fine, how do you behave? When I say things are going fine, you will be fine means your behavior will be that of, getting along with others. You will be more at ease. You will be happier. But when things are not going fine, when things are out of control, when you realize that the team has not achieved the targets which they should have, then how are you handling yourself? You yet can be assertive. You don't need to get aggressive. You yet can ideally motivate them to complete the task. You yet can put in effort to understand what is it which has made them go slow. It's all about how I respond. That is what is most important. This interview will provide applicants a realistic perspective for the job or of the job. Realistic perspective of the job, because when you are asked certain questions which are situation based and which are based on your behavior, then definitely it'll give you a clear picture that look, the team members here are kind of difficult because each one is really competing with the other. How are you going to handle this, right? And there will be constant challenges when it comes to achievement of goals. How will you handle this? So this is how you are asked questions. It ensures fair and accurate candidate evaluation. So the way you answer, that will let us evaluate. Thus, the best behavioral interviewing technique includes being an active listener and to respond in a clear and detailed manner. So definitely, I have to hear out what the question is. I have to be able to respond in a manner which is very clear cut, because when I speak in a clear manner, that means I'm expressing my views in an appropriate way. So I need to be very clear with what I'm saying. I cannot give a neutral answer. That means I will deal with them in an assertive way and then in an aggressive way. No, I've got to be very clear. Either I'm assertive or I'm aggressive with my team. Which one? Because I have to express it well. So the more clear you are, the more detailed you are, the more it will make them feel that we can assess you through your past experiences, and your past experiences will decide the future. How to prepare for behavioral interviewing techniques. Investigating the position, which means the job role and responsibilities of the company. So when I say job role and responsibilities, what exactly will be the role that you will play? Now, when I say what exactly will be the role that you will play, that means what is going to be your contribution in that field, or what will be your designation. As per your designation, what is expected out of you? You should be aware of the mission, vision and role of the company. I personally feel my goals should match with that of the organizational goals. That means my personal views should always be in alignment with what the organization expects. This is what will make me move forward, right? So when they talk of the mission, vision and role, this is actually the executive summary of the company. Understand about the work culture. Work culture, definitely, if I realize that in this organization, there's free flow of communication. People are encouraged to speak up. People are encouraged to express their views, especially to people at top management. You have people out here who are willing to be active listeners, who will understand what you think and feel. Then definitely it'll be easier for you to ideally work there. Finding competent people. Each individual has his or her own set of behaviors, traits and attributes. When I talk of finding competent people in terms of skills, in terms of attributes. So each person or individual will have certain traits or behaviors which may be unique to him or her. For example, one person may have skills to resolve conflicts. So the person may be an expert at conflict resolution. Another person may be competent enough to negotiate. So negotiation skills are very exceptional. So competencies enables the staff of an organization to to understand the expected behavior and level of performance. They provide individuals with an indication of the behavior that will be appreciated and rewarded. So definitely see, what happens is that if you are exceptional at negotiation, if you're exceptional at resolving conflicts, then definitely this kind of behavior will prove to be fruitful in the long run. Because what happens is that you are having the ability, and not everyone has the ability to resolve conflicts. Not everyone has the ability to negotiate. So you are having the skill. And what is important, this is then expected out of you in terms of behavior. Because we feel that, you know, sometimes in your own organization, don't you say, yes, go to him, he will resolve the conflict and solve this problem. Because that kind of expectation sinks in. So it is very important to find competent people. Next, creating stories that are relevant. So for example, explain a time you learned a valuable lesson. So your story should have details of analytical ability. So when I say explain a time you learned a valuable lesson, so for example, you are dealing with the subordinates and you're also dealing with people at top management. Now what happened is that you had given a certain assignment to the subordinates. You had communicated to them that the deadline was of a particular date. What happened is that in spite of you communicating to them, you realize that they've not completed the task. When you realize they have not completed the task, then what is a valuable lesson you learned? That you cannot just ideally keep instructing. You have to be a part of it by constantly instructing. You have to be a part by constantly interacting with them. You have to be a part of the work that they are doing. When I say you have to be a part of the work they are doing, you have to be very involved with what is happening. You have to be very involved in understanding that, is the work in infancy stage, middle stage, or final stage, depending on the deadline. Now, you kind of trusted them and you felt that they will complete it. But that did not happen. Then that too can create a problem. So it is very important that when you talk of having a story, so what did you analyze and evaluate here? That I should have constantly been with the subordinates. I should have constantly probed as to what exactly is pending and how much is completed. But here I trusted them, not probing at that level, which is a mistake I made. So you are analyzing your ability. See, at times what happens, you can give instructions, but you also have to be with those instructions and be with the people who are following those instructions. Then it will serve you the purpose. Because eventually, when in this situation, you had to report to people at top management, it reflected poorly on you that the task is not completed. Especially when you constantly updated the people at top management that the task will be done. Questions such as, what was the issue? When and where did this happen? How big was the issue? Quantify the issue and put numbers to it. So if a situation at times really goes out of hand, then how are you able to deal with it? And that is very much possible. Because when situations go out of hand, what is your role at that juncture? What are you doing to gather back the situation? What are you doing to get support from others? What are you doing so others don't get upset and demotivated? So it is necessary to provide a background and share various situations and then quantify the results. Now we talk of STAR responses. STAR, situation. First, explain the situation. So when I say first, explain the situation. What is the situation all about. Whenever we explain the situation, we have to understand why are we explaining the situation, in what context. So when I talk of a particular situation, so for example, how did you deal with a lot of work and how did you deal with that pressure, that work pressure? That could be the question. So firstly, you will say that you put an effort to be organized, you prioritize your tasks, right? Whenever you have too much to do, then you need to be organized and prioritize. At the same time, if you get too many thoughts all the time, you take some breaks on and off for few minutes, you talk to your colleagues or you talk to people who are motivating. So first is the situation. The situation is all about how did you deal with the situation, especially when you were under pressure. There was too much work pressure, right? Then the task. You can talk about the task and the challenge that you took responsibility for. So then you said or mentioned to yourself that I have to prioritize my goals since there's a lot of work to do. Now, let me understand what needs to be done right away and immediately and what can be done at a later stage. So you prioritize. Then describe the action that you took to complete the task. I kept seeking support from my colleagues, from my subordinates, who were very motivating, who were very much there for me during this situation. And the result was that the outcome was in a very appropriate direction. The outcome was the way it should have been. And it was really worth that stress or pressure, because it is that stress or pressure which made you achieve your goal. See, what happens is, what is the situation here? How did you deal with work pressure? Now, when this work pressure means you're finding it very difficult to manage that work. So if you took all the steps where you organized and prioritized what needed to be done, you also took support from your close ones, your colleagues, your subordinates, you also realize that it is important to talk to people who are very motivating, who are enthusiastic, then you realize that things are going as per the requirements. So when I talk of working on star responses, when you practice interviews, it'll be better if you record it. This will enable you to improve your answers. The moment recording is done, and then you see yourself, then it'll help you. You will realize where you need to improve and what can be done. Also, it is necessary to seek feedback, which will give you more clarity and understanding to your responses. When I say it is necessary to seek feedback, definitely, how have I been dealing with others when I'm going through that kind of work pressure? So someone will say, you were so quiet. I've never seen you being so quiet. You would hardly talk. So it's feedback for you that, my gosh, when I was under so much work pressure, I would not even talk. And I'm a very talkative person. So, you know, what happens is that you get feedback from others, which will help you to improve. And that is what it should be. See, eventually, how you behave is one aspect. But have you improved or not? That is important. If you are behaving in a certain way, but you don't even put in effort to improve, then there's no purpose. In a sense, you will continue doing things the way you want to, and that will not, you know, make you a better person because you're not willing to improve. So it's very important that I put in effort to even improve on my behavior. When I say improve on my behavior, means making my behavior acceptable. Proper planning prevents performance. What performance? Poor performance. Proper planning prevents poor performance. When I say this, it means that if I'm well organized, if I know how to go about the task, if I know that there may be challenges and obstacles and I have a backup as to how to deal with them, then performance will only improve. Thus, it is necessary to be an active listener, to have clarity when you respond and be honest. Importance of behavioral interview techniques. Definitely, if you provide evidence, it is necessary to provide evidence regarding your skills, achievements, and suitability of the role. This will give you a chance to prove your credibility. So, you know, you constantly somewhere are dealing with consumers. Your feedback is constantly positive. You are constantly receiving appreciation and praises. So that is kind of measurable. That will give you a chance to prove your credibility. Next is align with your job requirements. You need to tailor your job description as per the requirement of the organization. Definitely, what is my role going to be? It has to be as per the role, responsibilities, and requirement of the organization. If I'm not having that kind of skill, or if I'm not having those skills and those kind of skills, sorry, if I'm not having those kind of skills or the required qualifications or the experience as per the organization, then I may not really fit in. So it is very important that as per the job description, I actually fit in. Differentiation can make an appropriate impression on the interview. How are you different from others? How are you conducting yourself, which is so unique? What is it that makes you exceptional? So you speak clearly, you give appropriate examples, you give situation-based examples, you're able to express what your role is or was at that juncture. That is how you differentiate yourself from others. And they're saying that you can differentiate yourself from others by strong personal branding. Do you consider yourself a brand? If yes, why? If no, why? You have to ask yourself. A brand is something unique. How do you make yourself different from others? Do you have that kind of faith and confidence to consider yourself a brand? What is it which makes you feel otherwise? Why is it that you are moving the other direction where you kind of feel that you're not having that kind of capability to be a brand? Why don't you work towards yourself to be a brand? All this has to be well thought. Now I talk of the behavioral interview techniques in terms of what is the importance. So you have to evaluate your past behavior and introspect on situations and your positive and negative points. When I say you have to evaluate your past behavior and introspect on situations, that means somewhere you are able to come up with positive or negative side of that situation. When you're evaluating past behavior, it also means that you could have your views onto it. So when you do self-reflection, you'll say, in the past, I would deal very aggressively with the team. Now I've realized that the team members don't appreciate that. They somewhere move away from me and don't even want to interact with me. So I feel I need to improve and change my behavior where I am an active listener, where I'm not interrupting when they express their views, where I'm not making them feel inferior when they express their views, but I am a highly accepting person. So that kind of self-reflection will make me feel appreciated by others. So one must demonstrate adaptability and show enthusiasm. Give specific answers. You have to be to the point. Do not digress or let your thoughts be scattered, that you don't even know what to say and you just keep talking recklessly. Show confidence, that is important. Eye contact, very important. Your eyes are a window to the world. When you have eye contact, it is important. It shows your level of confidence. Do not feel shy. Remain consistent with what you say. Do not contradict your views. It could mean that you are lying if you contradict your views, your points, your ideas. It means that somewhere you're not consistent and you are giving incorrect answers. You could be lying. You could be exaggerating. So be careful. Focus on solutions and not the problems. Not on the problems. Very important. Whenever you have a problem, keep yourself away from that problem just so that I put in all my effort and energy towards a solution. By thinking of the problem, it's not going to help me. It's going to make me feel stressed. So rather, focus on the solutions. Solutions will always be there. The only difference is that the solution may not be as per your own thoughts. So you have to accept the solution that is there and implement it. Lastly, do extensive research regarding the company and job description. Job description is ideally the roles, responsibilities that an organization expects, right? Job description somewhere will specify what is really required from a candidate. In the previous chapters, we have discussed job description in depth, in detail, right? Conclusion. Your answers will reveal not only your skills and qualifications, but your character and behavior. Definitely how I speak to others, how I handle situations and people, how I interact, shows my character. It is very important that I do not let my character and personality get disturbed by situations which are difficult to handle. I need to understand that problems will come and go. Problems are a part of life. I need to understand how should I manage myself when I'm dealing with these problems. Behavioral interview questions focus on reality. They are not hypothetical situations. When I say behavioral interviewing questions focus on reality, it is about a situation that you have faced in the past. It is not about a particular situation where they say, imagine that you're in this situation. They are not saying that. It is a situation where it is a situation which you've been through. And then how did you deal with it? Thus, behavioral interviewing technique is a recruitment technique that involves analyzing candidates based on their behavior and how a candidate has navigated specific situations and utilized skills relevant to the situation. What did I do? How did I actually maneuver the situation? What did I look into? What was within my control, I managed. What is not within my control, I have to understand that this is a part of the problem and this is a situation. So a lot depends on what my thoughts are. A lot depends on how I perceive the specific situation. And a lot depends on the thought that you maintain a positive view and say, I'm going to overcome this problem and I'm going to deal with it. That will increase your ability to manage the situation or difficult people better. We've completed this chapter. Thank you.